77,000 Service Trees, Volume 25, by Sri Chinmoy. I shall fly to the height that has never been touched.
If you are afraid of the battlefield of life, then God will never claim you to be his own.
We need inner strength and measureless measure to serve humanity.
Inspirations and aspirations have to become reality in life.
Without an indomitable will, we cannot reach God's palace.
Each human being is unique, for each human being has a special role to play in God's cosmic dance.
The beginning always has to be simple, sincere, and pure. Only then can we arrive at the destination most gloriously.
It is not the outer strength, but the inner strength that we need to keep pace with God.
Not when I am with God, but when I devour the dust of God's feet, my heart gets peace infinite.
The willingness of the mind and the eagerness of the heart can easily follow God wherever he goes.
When you are in God and for God, there is only one direct direction.
God wants us to be aware of him, not beware of him.
Possession is the descent of the heart.
Sacrifice is the ascent of life.
There should be a balance between the inner life and the outer life. If not, life fails to succeed.
Anger says, I can.
Peace says, I am.
If we do not care for others in spite of their objectionable behavior, we will not be able to reach our destination.
Emotion is not devotion. Devotion is the mutual magnetic pull between the master and the disciple.
God loves my secret tears self-givingly.
God loves my open smiles proudly.
If we do not embrace life with enthusiasm, eagerness, and determination, how can we ever be faithful servitors of God?
Forgive generously, to become immediately a God-satisfaction heart.
Only if God is really precious to us will we become really anxious to please God.
When we speak with our minds, we use the words that have no weight.
Solitude communicates with God in a very special way.
A real master is always anxious and eager to shelter us from all the turbulent weather of life.
As time goes on, may my self-giving joy increase more and more.
God does not want us to return anything. He just wants us to increase and increase all his blessingful gifts.
The source of God manifestation is our heart's aspiration.
God tells us what to do. Alas, we do what we feel like doing.
Both God and I expect attention from each other.
If I can become a snow-white seeker, then God is bound to meet me before long.
God cries and cries on behalf of his poor creation.
My Lord, I need a little more time. My promise fulfillment day has not yet expired.
God plays with us when we change our ways.
As soon as tomorrow begins, I shall become an unconditionally God-surrendered soul.
Each soul is in transit to the unknowable.
God highly appreciates our claim on his compassion eye.
God wants us to be fulfilled believers and not remain unfulfilled.
This world has gone wild. Alas, I do not know from where hope will arrive.
The bitterness of the mind is heavier than the heaviest.
The sweetness of the heart is lighter than the lightest.
Decide for yourself, heaven's beauty or earth's ugliness.
Aspiration, dedication, and manifestation are always inseparable.
God's compassion height and his forgiveness delight are holding the world together.
The aspiration climber definitely arrives at God's fullness height.
The heart in me loves the leaves. The divine in me loves the roots.
God's constant victory prayer. This is what I want from all the human beings of the world.
There is only one wisdom, happiness.
Happiness is our birthright. We just have to believe it.
My mind, why do you remain a prisoner of the past? Why? Nobody is forcing you.
When the inner necessity compels us to love God, we run very fast.
We must feel the pulse of God's love at every moment.
Continue your aspiration. No failure can mar the beauty of your aspiration.
Shun the unfair activities of the world.
Mother Earth, full of compassion, absorbs the sorrows of her children.
The prayers of humility God hears first.
Generations and generations have waited for justice, but yet there is no hope to see even an iota of justice in this world.
Plant abundant faith if you want to succeed in any field of your life.
The silence of the hidden God illumines and fulfills the outer world.
No misfortune will be able to prevail in the spiritual life.
As there is no limit to our mind information, there is no limit to our heart illumination.
When I give my mind a closer look, I see it is completely empty of God.
God comes to us with his compassion eye. We go to God with our dedication smiles.
The divine in me always tells me one thing. God is all there is.
God, the compassion, surrounds the seeker's past, present, and future life.
God does his duty. He answers my questions. But I do not listen to him.
Self-giving is its own reward.
How can anybody be outside the concern of God?
God can heal any suffering. God can present himself in any uninspiring situation.
God wants to work in and through me. I just have to remain relaxed.
Each and every human life is filled with infinite possibilities.
Oh, my mind, smile, smile. You will be able to help the world by unburdening its heaviest load.
I need a mind that is strong and flexible at the same time.
My life has meaning because of God's compassion eye.
My only responsibility is to invoke God to bless me with his supremely compassionate messages.
Tomorrow is a dream. Today is the reality.
Happiness comes from self-giving and from nowhere else.
God's compassion eye will definitely fill in the empty spaces of my life.
When I dive deep within, the presence of the mind is unnoticeable.
When I dive deep within, God's presence is vivid and enduring.
The mind knowledge I want not, I want only the heart wisdom.
Not moving forward means running backward faster than the fastest.
Be careful, your time also will come to tell the world all about your life activities.
Anything divine is a living God proof.
Our God hunger needs to be stronger at every moment.
There is no such thing as an easy victory.
Perfection and satisfaction come from unconditional grace.
We dare not make the decision to change.
My mind chants this prophetic mantra, I shall succeed, I shall succeed.
When God is totally pleased with me, immediately and proudly he says, my child, our total satisfaction is fast approaching.
The old man cannot enjoy looking forward.
The young man does not know where to go and why to go.
When you love God for God's sake, ignorance influence just fades away.
Later is always too late. Do whatever you are supposed to do today, here and now.
If we can be tolerant of our failings, then enlightenment will definitely take place.
Inactivity and silence are two totally different things.
I need a single-minded determination to be victorious in life.
My success promise joys come directly from heaven.
God worship ecstasy knows no equal.
God obedience success is the greatest victory.
My Lord, do bless me with a perpetual prayer cry.
God tells me that my God separation is my mental hallucination.
My God longing tears are at once saving me and illumining me.
A heart with God magnetism can accomplish everything.
God tells me that if my heart tears are permanent, then he will take up permanent residence in my heart home.
A self-congratulatory seeker is an expert in backward marching.
My Lord, I measure your love from the strength that you use to bind me.
To call God my beloved is not enough. I must call him my all, only all.
Every day, with my prayer cries, I strengthen my aspiration heart plant.
A simple act of God devotion is the wisdom supreme.
God devotion means self-abandonment to God's will.
I strive for God's compassion eye and not for my God-worthiness.
Alas, I do not know when God's hand will reach down to touch my bleeding heart.
God has special concern for the true believer.
If I truly love God's feet, how can ignorance hunger catch me?
Nothing can be as sweet as my God hunger.
My heart lives only to love God.
My body, vital mind live only for themselves.
My God devotion is my life's perfect identification.
I do not have to tell God that I love him more than I love anyone else. Nothing is as redundant as this.
I can be happy only when I see God's happiness encircling me.
At every moment, I am increasing my God love in humanity.
Fear not the pride of darkness. It has a short breath.
A desire-caught seeker is indeed a God failure.
Think not, my mind, just love and love and love God.
My gratitude heart and my surrender life are two roommates.
There should not be even one doubt plant in my heart garden.
Nothing of God can ever be overestimated.
A God lover is a bridge between earth's tears and heaven's smiles.
God takes even my faint aspiration breath very seriously.
Every day, our God deeds must outweigh our wrong deeds.
At every moment, the mind's insincerity and the heart's sincerity chase each other.
O my mind, the world loves you. Do not live inside the frustration forest.
Surrender is the highest university course in the inner world.
Unlike the outer sun, the heart sun never sets.
God comes to help us when we want to drop all our dreadful doubts.
My unconditional surrender is one long street to infinity's bliss land.
Wisdom height resides in silence light.
When we do not aspire, we are found in the train of despair.
I was born to belong to my Lord's feet only.
Self-indulgence is both prison and poison.
Alas, how is it that good thoughts fly away like a dream?
Love power is the beauty and fragrance of the soul.
The God love road at every moment increases its length.
When I am in the vital, depression becomes my unwanted lord.
When I am in the heart, aspiration becomes my longing law.
Desire can be dangerous, but aspiration never.
We limit God with our weakness incapacities.
We never limit God with our feeling power.
There is only one priority, God satisfaction.
If you are shooting for popularity, your spirituality is bound to disappear.
A moment of gratitude gladdens my entire day.
Realization, go for it. Leave aside everything else.
I call it procrastination. My soul calls it self-destruction.
God tells me that, unlike me, he is always approachable.
Embrace diversity to fulfill divinity.
When I pray, God says to me, "My child, come to me. I am waiting for you."
When I meditate, my Lord says, "My child, I am coming to you."
Listen to your soul if you really want to reach your goal.
True, we wait for God, but God has been waiting for us endlessly.
When the mind accuses our heart ruthlessly and unnecessarily, God comes immediately to our heart's rescue.
The vital screams. This is the only thing the vital can do.
The heart dreams. This is one of the things the heart every day does.
my prayer reaches God's compassion eye.
My meditation reaches God's satisfaction heart.
Accept responsibility. Your divinity will immediately increase.
God says to me, my child, when will you fulfill even one of my requirements?
God tells us that we do not have to repent if we just walk away from all our imperfection scenes.
Is the world ready to receive God? No. Will the world ever be ready to receive God? Not according to our calendar, but according to God's hour.
Life is an eternal quest.
Life is an endless journey.
Transcend yourself to see what you truly can become.
May my God feelings multiply by the second.
Self-love is egotistical, indeed, an understatement.
As the life pressure increases, even so, the heart treasure can increase.
First things first. My God realization and my God manifestation.
Be true to yourself. God's pride in you will know no bounds.
Do not listen to your mind. Definitely, you are not inferior.
Love what you do. This is indeed an infallible message of God.
Love something new. God loves an ever-blossoming newness inside our heart.
Be a must-become seeker and not a can-do seeker.
A God-believer lover is a true lover of mankind.
We cannot touch God, but God shows his face to us.
My mind, too bad. God has just left.
If you love God wholeheartedly, then God asks you to feed him sleeplessly.
If we love God sincerely, then God grants us a safe passage.
In this life, God realization is not a mental hallucination.
Everyone can pass through heaven customs, for strictness is not available there.
God is eager to write my resume. He wants me only to keep quiet.
Life is painful. So says everyone.
Life is purposeful. So says God.
God is always concerned and always serious in everybody's case.
Everything can be achieved with the tears of fertile hearts.
I prayerfully nominate God to powerfully dominate my life.
My mind is a thought factory.
My heart is a God museum.
There is no such thing as an off-duty God lover.
The less I have in this world, the more I am in God's heart.